only. Today FM News, more at 3. On the
third day, here we go, Ben, let's go.
And a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my two loves sent to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my two loves sent to me five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
My name there's JP. Let's do some radio. Feeling nice today, feeling good, feeling cool, feeling groovy. Send me this. This is, you can send me anything on the Instagram. Search for me on there. You can tag me, send it to me on my DMs. And someone sent me this. This is, do you know Tipping Point?
Tipping Point. Oh, yes, it's a TV game show, isn't
it? I've no idea how it works. And I've seen it on the telly a million times, but I've no... Same with The Chase, actually. I've no idea how either of those games work. I know they're wildly popular. I know hundreds of thousands of people watch these shows. People are addicted to them. People love the contestants. People love the... They know it inside out. They know the rules. I haven't a clue. I don't have a breeze about Tipping Point or The Chase. Not a notion.
Isn't it the very telegenic Ben Shepherd who hosts?
He does Tipping Point. Yeah. And what Tipping Point is for the uninitiated, for the other five of us, it's like you know when you're at an arcade's machines and it's got all the coins up at the top, or the coins on the shelf moving over and back, and then you drop the coin in the top and it goes down, and then it lands and then it pushes over the. I don't know how, because that's luck, right? That's blind, pure stupid luck. I don't know how the quiz bit of it comes into it. But he does ask questions in the quiz. And one of the questions pertains to the classics, the Greek classics. You're familiar with Homer, the poet, philosopher, I guess?
Sure. Plato, the like.
Now, this refers to Homer. Have a listen. Done.
In his epic poems, Homer often...
The sound quality is terrible. I have to apologise for that. But it's because... this is someone videoing it off the telly. So they're holding their camera. Right, okay, sorry, go on.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods.
In his epic poems, sure. Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods.
And which other substance as their food?
And which other substance as their food? He hands over to the male contestant.
I know he likes donuts.
I know.
Oh, he's got the wrong Homer.
Different Homer. I know he likes donuts, he says.
I know he likes donuts. I think I'll go with donuts, please, Ben.
Okay.
Donuts it is. All right, let's do this thing.
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Cash
Machine. Thanks, Grandad. €50,893. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. Good smoochy smooches with the Dermo. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
How you doing?
Ray Foley is my name, and it is my great joy and my honour and my pleasure to do some radio this afternoon. Play some music from Justin Timberlake in there as well. Do you know what? The gang's all here. Yay! Look at you, you're in your element. You're in your element now. You got a spot? Has everyone got a spoffle today? Everyone got a spoffle?
I've got one here, yeah.
Orla Orman, do you use a spoffle?
What's a spoffle?
Look at this now. And you work in an engineering, you don't know what spoffle is.
It sounds like a made-up word.
It's not a made-up. Well, it was a made-up word, and now it has. It's a made-up word that is carried over into the lexicon.
Is it a pop shield?
It is a pop shield. Well done. You guessed that because he...
I guessed that because...
Your man literally tapped it with his pen.
Gave the game away.
Yeah, spoffle is... And I went... Because I was explaining to Pam, and Pam had the same reaction. It was Pam and Lenny that were sitting in the next room, and I was explaining to them. I was explaining to Pam, and Pam was like, sitting upright, ears pricked. Lenny in the corner, slack-jawed.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue what it was. The pair of them, though, had the same reaction. It's like, that can't be real. It can't, it's not a real thing. But it is. And I went and Googled, and it said, that, well, it's been put forward for the Collins Dictionary. Spoffle, synonym for pop shield, a foam cover placed on a microphone to prevent harsh sounds. There's no amount of spoffles that are going to prevent the harsh sounds of my voice broadcasting over the nation on 101.02 at AFM. And we got spoffle on the Urban Dictionary as well. Foam covers on the end of the mics that prevent popping. Definition, origin, comedian Hugh Laurie. I was telling the story that Hugh Laurie made it up. Yeah, years ago, the story goes that years ago, Hugh Laurie was being interviewed on the BBC, like in the back in the Fry and Laurie days, like back. And he said jokingly, or they said jokingly in the studio, spoffle. They called, you know, that's a spoffle. And then it stuck. And then engineers and radio workers down through the years in the BBC and then throughout the radio industry in the UK started using the expression spoffle for that thing, for the soft, foamy microphone cover. It stuck. And then years, decades later, Hugh Laurie was in the BBC being interviewed again, and some kid or some engineer said, oh, hang on, let me go get you a spoffle. And Laurie went, what? Are you, what, you're using the word as a real thing?
That's a good story.
There you go.
Thanks, Grandad.
I've just told it again now. Yeah, and then there's lots of, on Urban Dictionary. If you look up spoffle, just Google the word spoffle, you'll find it. We haven't done a the neck in a while, actually.
The neck!
I have a really good the neck, actually, for today. I've two. I've one on the bus, which is a simple enough one. Lady on the bus, foreigner. Not that her being foreign has anything to do with it, because loads of people are doing it these days. On FaceTime. Or on video call, full volume.
No, thanks.
No.
Sitting on the bus.
Not allowed.
In traffic. Full volume.
Please leave the bus.
And your man that she was talking to was shouting. He was in work or something in like a busy kitchen. He was shouting. And he's on speaker and she's shouting back. So I tell you.
The neck!
The neck! And my other one is great.
Oh, really?
This is another level.
Wow.
It was about 9:45 last night in my house, in Shea Foley, in the Foley Manor, right?
Foley Towers, yeah.
In Foley Towers. I was sitting in the pile, log fire burning.
Which wing were you in, right?
I was in the east wing, actually, last night, because we like to winter in the east wing. And we cover in the west wing, we put all the sheets on the furniture.
Yeah.
For the dust sheets.
The dust covers,
the dust covers. And we just lock it up because it's just too big. That's the side that the outdoor pool is on.
Do you let ramblers come through your grounds?
Well, we do. There is an access route, an access road. Is that what the expression is?
Yeah.
But if they hunt your pheasants, they're barred.
Oh, absolutely not. But we like to let the normal people, the local people, just to
it
come
keeps
through.
Your kids grounded.
It does. They get to have chats with them, have mugs of hot cocoa.
So it's 10:15. So it's late.
10:15.
Oh,
last night, and the dog starts going. One of the dogs. No, the dog starts going nuts. He starts going crazy. So what's wrong with the dog? He's going nuts, like, for no reason. And I go shush, 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 and I start hearing this kind of. Give me something to tap here. It's a kind of noise, right?
Mysterious.
It's even further away than that. It's kind of weirder than that. Yeah. Kind of that kind of noise, right? What the heck? Can you hear that, Kate? She's like, no. Turn off the telly. Turn everything off.
Mm.
Like, it's kind of tapping noise.
It's like a dribble.
And the dog's still barking every time it goes. Kind of like that. What the hell is this happening? What's that noise? So I get up. I hoist myself up. I'll get up and check. So up I get. I'll go and have a look. Let me go and have a look. Hoist myself up off the couch. And I go out and look out the front window. And there are 9:45 at night. Mm. There are two on the green area. Kind of, it's not the lawn of my house, but it's the green area of the estate I live in.
Shared space, okay.
9:45 at night.
Sure.
Two grown men.
Right.
With, like, they're like wooden, big wooden sticks. Like, like lightsabers, but wooden. And they're sword fighting out there.
Ah, come on.
I'm not joking.
It really is a medieval castle you live in.
It's my regular house on a housing estate, green area, two grown men out there, a 9:15 at night in the dark, tapping. As if there were lightsabers.
Was it Kenpo? Was it the martial art of the sticks?
I said, Kate, come here. I did the usual thing. Turn off the light in the room that I'm in.
Oh, yeah, so you can look out.
So they can't see me.
They'll see you with your face pressed up against the glass.
The pair of... You should have seen us. 9:15 last night, looking out the window, laughing at the two boys, playing lightsabers. And these are grown men. And by the way, they weren't... like branches off trees or anything. These look like proper jobs. Like they were doing some sort of martial arts outside the front of my house at 9:15 last night, and every dog in the neighbourhood going nuts at the tap, tap, tap. So once again...
The knack! Absolute knack!
And good afternoon. We'll do a roll call in a couple of minutes, actually. 0874 100102. And if you want to jump in on...
The knack!
You could do better. Any outrage you want to share with the class. 0874 100102. Oh, from Disco 2000, Today FM, playing the music you love. Arling, afternoon, good day. Welcome on in, it's your roll call. I'm Ray Foyer, JP.
Ancho.
Orla Ormond.
Ancho.
Ancho indeed. Texts. Ancho, Ray. I'm waiting to be unclamped, so please make me laugh and take the edge off my bad mood, from Kira in Dublin. Kira, thoughts and prayers, babes. It's the worst coming back and seeing the clamp on the car.
The nap!
Well, it's actually more the neck of you, Kira, for parking illegally. I mean, I have sympathy having been clamped, but also you need to pay attention to your surroundings and make sure that you pay for your parking. Paul on show. Ray, it wasn't yourself I saw ducking into a betting shop in Carlow Town yesterday. You have a double doing the rounds in the southeast, from Paul, who says he loves the show. Hey, I have a gambling double, yes.
Do you?
Or no, I have to go. I do all my gambling in Carlow.
You do, yeah.
So it
involves. I'm out of county tonight.
It involves a lot of. I do a lot of driving, but it's worth it. I find that the best bookies are in Carlow. My Carlow crowd. Hi, all. Bruno Fernandes here. How about Ronaldo trying to claim my goal last night? The neck.
The neck!
From Damo. Very good. What was the story there? It grazed off him, sort of.
Actually, if it flicks you...
It's yours.
It's your goal.
But they've said, they've subsequently come out, FIFA have come out and said, no, it was Fernandez's goal.
Finally, FIFA have made the correct decision.
For once. I just got asked if I was going to tip the barista yesterday. The barista.
The nap!
From Jules. Those tip situations are very dubious. If it's a counter, like... I'm not going off on one now. I'm not. I've made the decision. I'm not going to go off on one. But I will.
I will say this, right?
If it's a situation where they're not bringing food to your table, they're not tidying up after you. If you're bringing the food to the, like, if it's a takeaway counter, and you're paying by card, and they hand you over the thing, the little thingy, and say, would you like to add a 15% tip? Yes or no? It's like, well, you didn't have to bring food to the table. You don't have to tidy up after me. I'm taking it out of the shop right away. I came to the counter and asked for food, and I'm taking it away.
Do you know, it's a really classy touch when someone in that situation who's serving actually hits the no tip and then hands over the terminal.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a classic.
Well, then you're inclined to give them if you've got change.
Yeah.
It's a separate machine that you can just tap and it's like add a euro tip or something. Those are nicer because there's
good.
No pressure.
Yeah, but the presumption of like leaving you to hit no. What did you have to do? All you had to do was ring it up. If you want another 15%, charge me 15% more for the taco. Do you hear me?
The nap!
Ray, somebody taking up an entire escalator with a big shopping bag. Move over and let me get past you.
The nap!
From Rita. Actually, while we're on the subject of big bags, actually, people who put big bags... I've actually got a photograph. I shared it with my wife. It's people who take a big bag and put it beside them on the bus or train.
Yeah.
Taking up another seat.
Your bag is not a paying passenger.
The nap!
I've definitely done that.
Hi, Ray JP. I was on the train one time. Same thing happened. Someone with phone on full tilt. This is on speakerphone, yeah? Just put your phone on of YouTube of Irish music tunes pretty loud and they get the message from Ray. So, oh, hang on. So I go and get Irish diddly eye music or something. Hang on 1 second. So Irish dancing music. Here we go. And then we'll put. So we've got someone. I've got someone sitting next to me. George Clooney. I'll put my ad of George Clooney.
Let's see him.
It's the coffee. More coffee. He's always hawking coffee, that lad.
I know. He looks lovely.
A man must be up all night with him. He must never sleep. Drinks that much coffee.
This is you trying to annoy the person next to you.
Me on the bus. It's the person's on video call. They're trying to chat to their partner back home in the kitchen. And me nodding away vigorously with a smile on my face. Huh?
Huh? Ray Foley.
Right, that'll do. Thank you very much. Okay, we got to do the cash machine call. Over 50 grand on the line. We got Kelly Clarkson on the way next as well. Stick around. Breakfast show. That's Kelly Clarkson and Stronger. You're on Today FM. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. It's Tuesday. God help us. It's only Tuesday. Is it only Tuesday, JP?
This like it should be a Wednesday, doesn't it?
It should be at least halfway through a Friday show at this stage. I got a lovely letter.
Oh.
And that's
unusual.
And it's unusual. There I was, tearfully going through my post, as usual.
Most of the posts you get is actually somebody who's taken a scissors and a newspaper and cut out individual
letters
so they can't be traced.
Yeah. I still think it's my wife. This is actually a lovely letter. Are you ready?
I am.
For Ray Foley, it says, in kids' writing, for Ray Foley.
That's you.
Dear Ray Foley, hello, I'm Daniel. I'm Linda's son. You might know her from a long time ago. She worked with you in the newsroom in 98FM and you used to have coffee with her. We're doing a project, so you have to write to someone famous. I'm 11 years old and all I want is something like an autograph or for you to write to me as well. Sorry about my spelling. I'm dyslexic, so spelling is hard for me. P.S. The kid's spelling is perfect.
It's bang on.
And
Daniel.
Excellent writing as well, it has to be said. So I didn't even notice any spelling issues. By smiley face. And then his school address is there in Westmeath. And that's Daniel in fourth class. I mean,
classy.
Do you know, and it's the lost art, Daniel, of letter writing, which is down through the generations. It's nice to see letter writing being revived. The use of a stamp. Good old snail mail, that's what I say. Yeah. JP, take this down.
Oh, okay.
Take out your typewriter.
Am I replying? Is this what this is?
By way of reply.
Okay, an official correspondence from the desk of Ray Foley.
Dear Master Daniel. Right. It was a great joy and merriment.
Merriment.
And pride with which I perused.
One second.
With which I perused your missive. Uh-huh. It is a wonder, it is a little wonder to me that the young people of this fine country of ours.
Ours, yeah.
Are engaging.
1 second.
Are engaging in communication. Via the postal service.
Service.
I remember your mother well. I remember that she didn't like sugar in her coffees, but a small drop of milk. Yours, etc.
No, just stop with the. Don't do that.
My fingers have gone tired.
What's that? What's that noise?
I don't know. Yours, etc. Raymond Foley,
Esquire.
Send. Yeah, that'll do. Well. That's lovely. That's very nice.
You're welcome, Daniel. Thanks for that.
Speaking of post and on post and all that, we've got an incredible prize to give away later. This is Today FM. Think of yourself and land in the heaven. I'm playing this as a Christmas song.
It's at the end of Scrooge.
What?
It's at the end of Scrooge. Isn't
I know that.
Yeah.
By that measure, is this a Christmas song then? It's safe to say it's Christmas.
I prefer having Bill Murray sing it though.
Good song.
Anna Lennox. Al Green. Put a little love in your heart.
Did Bill Murray sing it at the end of Scrooge?
He does sing it, yeah.
Sure about this?
He does, and then it transitions into the studio recorded version as the proper credits.
Okay, role. I'll allow it. Because I was thinking then, was this not the song that was used at the end of Ghostbusters 2?
Oh.
When they gunk up the Statue of Liberty? Again, another Bill Murray. But they'd hardly use the same Annie Lennox song.
What's that song then?
Oh, for God's
sake. Oh, God.
Please hold. I'm afraid you'll have to bear with me. Statue of Liberty. Oh, hang on. Well, it's in the name. They have it in the title of it. Hang on. I think so. 1 second. Statue of it.
Is it a Motown-y type song? Or is it a 1980s song?
Is it Jackie Wilson Higher and Higher? Is it Jackie Wilson that sang Higher and Higher?
Oh, hang on. People are guessing it online. Yeah.
It is Higher and Higher, is it? Higher, yeah. Higher. Please hold. Do you know what? It would have been great if we'd thought about this and then done some sort of radio production around it. Higher, is it Jackie? Is it Jackie Wilson?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. This is a total Ray Darcy back in the day song. Darcy used to play anytime he was in a mood, which was daily, he'd stick this on. Joke.
Your love!
Yeah, this is the song they used when they had the Statue of Liberty walking through New York, making all the New Yorkers feel better again at the end of Ghostbusters 2.
Ray Foley.
What a mistake can I make? Right, stick around. I'll play some Maroon 5 for you in a couple of minutes. Cash Machine as well coming up after 3. Stick around. That was awkward. Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me, this is the FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland, good day. Ray Foley's my name, JP's around here.
I'm right over here. Right?
Oh, how you doing?
Yeah,
welcome to your Tuesday. I'm feeling good. Aki Momos. Gorgeous Kieran Cuddy from News Talk.
A tall drink of water.
He's very good looking, but I'm okay with it.
Oh, you're fine, yeah.
I'm perfectly okay with it.
Did he sing it back to you today?
Do you know what? I snuck past him.
You skulked.
I skulked, yeah. Yeah, I avoided any engagement with Cudahy whatsoever. Following on, I said some terrible things about that man yesterday and I'm not proud of them, but I stand by them.
Yeah. There isn't a judge in the land, Ray. He's so good looking, you'd nearly think he wasn't Irish.
Stop. Mm. This business of putting your runs up on social media. I mean, what are you trying to prove? What are you doing for the clicks? Are you doing for the likes? What's it all about? When I do a run, whenever I do a 7 kilometre run around Kilkenny, I keep it to myself. There's no point.
Between you and your GP.
Between me and my Jesus. On my social media following. Right, what am I doing here? I'm going to call it.
Katrina.
She's on the road. Is she on the road?
Hang on. Did I do that right? I don't know. I think I got it.
I think the girls are...
That's not working.
That's not working.
Is it end of 4:06?
Sure does.
I'll try it one more time. If not, I'll have to leave it.
We'll just have to do the Cudahy song again.
I should have.
Cudahy, Cudahy. Yeah, Cudahy's making the phone call today. If you're standing by your phone, over 50,000, nearly 51 grand on the line on the Today FM Christmas cash machine. That's coming up right here. Now go play.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it. I'm not okay, but it's okay.
That's how I want.
That is your All-Irish Track of the Week, Robert Grace. It's called Not Okay. I think it is okay. I think it's grand, actually.
Better than okay, right?
It's very good. Your All-Irish Track of the Week, Today FM, playing the music you love. Now, what's this I've got for you? Ladies and gentlemen, Adrian Barry's here from Off the Ball. Would you look at that? Look at that specimen of a man.
Long time listener, first time caller. Delighted to be here. Very excited.
How are you?
I'm flying it. How are you getting on?
Merely
brilliant
surviving.
Brilliant to be here.
Only surviving.
Amazing to see you both in the flesh.
Come here, do you know Kieran Gaudahy?
Yes.
Because you work in the News Talk Towers.
Fine specimen of a man. He likes a jog, somebody was saying to me. Likes a run.
Really, yeah.
Get out and about.
Did you ever talk about it on social media? Did you follow him on social?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose when you do it, it's right to share it with everyone. Everyone needs to know about it.
He's an inspiration.
He's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy. This is the story. Qatar has paid 1,500 fans from other countries to come to the World Cup in Qatar and support Qatar to cheer for them. I saw them in their green t-shirt with Qatar in the front of them. It seemed like a lot of them were wearing other shirts and just had thrown the t-shirt. You know that kind of thing like where you've shown up to an event, they say, throw that on when we get the photograph. And then it's a wall of green of all of these lads that have just thrown the t-shirt on.
Yeah.
For the sake of the photo.
It's wild.
So they're from a bunch of other countries that they've been imported then for the purpose of just shouting for Qatar.
Lebanon, Egypt, Algeria and Syria. They've been shipped in, 1,500 of them. Some of them have been there for 6 weeks.
It's just a dream holiday.
They've flown them in. They've given them accommodation. We haven't seen what the accommodations look like. And I have seen some accommodation for some of the migrant workers who've been there. And it ain't pretty. So we haven't seen exactly what that's like. They've given them food. They're literally paying them to be at the World Cup. So it's amazing for them, obviously, and they do seem to be... They've been there practicing their chants. That's why he brought them in for 6 weeks. Teach them the national anthem, teach them the chanting. It's like they're trying to create this... they've bought in an ultra culture of fans, you know? But you don't see ultra culture of fans at international football by its very nature, because they don't get together that often. So you see it at, like, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, all these big clubs, but quite unusual. To see it in an international match.
And then for it to be faked then as well, because it's not sincere. The population of Qatar isn't huge. They've only got
2 million.
Right, so it's even less than us.
No.
So then, demographically then, there's not going to be that many people in the country or enough of them that it would be supporters to shout for Qatar when Qatar are playing. Do they have a league themselves?
Yeah, they have a local league, and I think they gather them for a few months beforehand to sort of recreate that atmosphere of being like a club team. Hasn't done them much good because they've been beaten out the door by the two games they've had so far. They're currently playing, by the way. They're out already, no matter what happens.
Okay. Who are they playing at the moment?
They're playing, is it Senegal they're playing at the minute? And it's 0-0 at last check a few minutes ago.
Okay.
They're playing Netherlands. And it's 0-0. It doesn't make any difference. They're out anyway. So there's not much of a... there is a bit of a club scene, but not much. Certainly nothing that we would compare to in Europe. And they're not to be faulted for that. But it is weird that they're flying 1,500 people in to sort of go around and recreate... I think Irish fans would be familiar with the singing section at Lansdowne Road, you know, where everybody gets together and it's a bit more boisterous than everywhere else. But this is just a bit weird.
They teach them the songs for. Do you actually bring sheets of paper with them, the lyrics on the. Well,
yeah, no, exactly. That's what they've been doing for 6 weeks. There was a really weird thing, right, just before the World Cup kicked off, where there was like hordes of fans from different countries, not Qatar, different countries, England, for example,
right,
who were filmed going around Doha chanting the songs of their, in inverted commas, country. So the English fans, were singing "Football's Coming Home" to their own tune. So they've been sitting somewhere down the middle of the class for that particular lesson.
Right.
So the warning signs were there. This has not been the greatest revelation of all time. But it is just, I don't know. The World Cup has been criticised from all angles for lots of different reasons. And, you know, but the wealth that exists and the money they've had to spend to make this thing happen... This was an angle I don't think anybody was really expecting.
No, it's pure odd. And I suppose when you've got the money as well, it's one of these situations where they have so much money. It's a problem that we've got.
Do what you
just
want.
Throw money at it.
Yeah.
Make it go
we
away.
We can't get the fans in. But I mean, like, even looking at the stadiums, every match you look at, the opening game, the Qatar fans, who I'm assuming were not the 1,500 who were paid to be there, were leaving at half time.
Yeah,
because they were losing 2-0.
Yeah, there's no interest in it.
The stadiums are half empty.
When you say that they've got their own, is there a grassroots or is there potential for a grassroots game in Qatar then going for? Because that's the whole point, isn't it? You set up the legacy thing. Yeah.
The legacy thing is a lot of the old BS, isn't it?
I think
we lost idea. Do you remember the London 2012 Olympics when Seb Coe was telling us,
oh, yeah.
Listen, lads. it's not like the 2 weeks will be great and we'll have great old crack, but it's really about the legacy. There was no legacy. And I don't think there won't be much of a legacy for this, other than like listening to the CEO of the World Cup and I don't make a habit of it, so don't fault me for this, on Piers Morgan last night. He was saying that, you know, the previous estimate of workers who had died from building the stadiums around the country was 3. They've now upscaled that to somewhere between 400 and 500.
Right.
Unsure of the number.
But the numbers that they have been doing, it was like between three and 4,000 was the numbers.
Oh, the real number, I think, is several thousand, even more than that.
6,500 is the current estimate, according to The Guardian, anyway. Yeah.
Have you seen the John Oliver the last week tonight? Have you watched
it? Very good.
He did his most recent, I think it was on Sunday, I think it was the final episode of it this season. His most recent one, they usually put it up on YouTube, worth having a look, for just the atrocities that they've talked about. And the lads get a free t-shirt out of it as well. I mean, is that worth noting as well?
They're talking about bringing the Olympics. You're saying about this is not the end of this.
Right, it's going to go on.
Pretty much, I mean, I know you're talking about the grassroots aspect of it. They're going to bid for the Olympics. They're going to bid for whatever else is going.
Well, they've got all these stadiums. They're not going to have what to do with them. Yeah. No.
White elephants.
Yeah. So they're just going to be sitting there unused.
And the empty stadiums.
Very nice. I like you. I love your work as always. Adrian Barry, thank you so much.
Pleasure, lads.
Cheers.
Enjoy that.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you.
Listen, tell Kieran to get on the blower there and make that the cash machine call for switch of the deal. Ray Foley. Good looking man, though, isn't he? Kieran Cuddy's pretty good looking, too, though, as we said. All right, stick around. We'll play some killers for you. Cash machine. The Christmas cash machine coming up. Stick around. Ooh, I'd leave it all. George Ezra and Budapest. This is Today FM. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I'd leave it all. Hi there, Ray Foley's. My name, JP.
Right here.
Ray, you made me Google. This is Cara texting 0874-100-102. Ray, you made me Google Cuddy. I concur. He's got a great jawline. Yum. Love the show from Cara.
You can slice cheese with that jawline, right?
I can Cuddy, because we were all in part of the same one big happy radio family. Can he now take me to the HR tribunal for objectifying him and treating him like?
He may have already submitted the complaint.
I clearly fancy the man.
Yeah,
I clearly got a man crush on him. Also worth noting as well, because he presents the current affairs program downstairs in the evenings. Where, you know, I know a little bit. There could be little sparks of jealousy with our boy. So it's worth saying, also a stud, also a beautiful man.
Oh, great shape, Matt is, yeah.
Also gorge, Matt Cooper, turn him on from 4:30. Also a great jawline. And Matt doesn't put his jogs up on social media, because Matt has nothing to prove. Matt's not a tryhard. Very good looking man, and you know what, I'm fine with it. Let's see, this is...
this Christmas party this year is going to be so weird when you see Kieran Cuddy in the flesh.
Kieran, hi. Oh, you heard me. Oh, hi. What's this? This is Will Smith. Did you hear this guy, Will Smith, in the Oscars last year?
Oh, yeah, something happened there.
Will Smith. This says here, Will Smith was, quote, going through something when he hit Chris Rock. Will Smith has given an interview, a series of interviews, promoting his new movie. And he's saying that he understands if people don't want to go and see his new movie because they might still be angry with him. And in terms of his reaction to slapping Chris Rock across the face, when Chris Rock, of course, made disparaging comments, smart arse comments about Will Smith's wife, Jada. So it says here that he was going through some stuff. He wasn't in the right frame of mind when he attacked him on stage. Will Smith, it says, quote, was going through something. I think he was trying to go through Chris Rock with his hand. Ray Foley. He was attempting to go through anyway. All right, stick around. We've got an amazing prize to give you. I want to send you off. You can pick anywhere in the world. Up to €1,000 with spending money, including spending money, up to the value of €1,000 with thanks to our friends at On Post. Want you to send from the heart. We want to send you from our hearts to anywhere in the world. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. I'll play Shakira and Wyclef next as well.
Well, are you afraid?
No fighting. No fighting, lads. No down in the back. No fighting.
Everyone into the front.
You shut up. No fighting. I said no fighting. Shakira and Wyclef, no fighting. Hips don't lie. Today FM, playing the music you love. Arlene, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley. And there's JP. Perving over Kieran Cudahy now. This is an unfortunate turn of events, and I'm almost certain to get done for it.
Is he trending now online?
Oh, he's always been very trendy. So, Anne is over there. Anne, very good afternoon to you.
With all your talk about Kieran Cudahy,
yeah,
I had to go Google him.
The reason we're talking about him is because he's doing the... Barry's off, so Cudahy's doing the cash machine calls at the moment.
By Jesus, he's some specimen of a man.
He sure is, yeah. He's some specimen of a man. All right, and I've been saying it myself. I've been saying it for years.
Not a patch on yourself now, in fairness.
Joker.
Love the show.
Hey, Anne, deluded. Anne's got one good eye and one bad eye. And she's looking at Kieran with a good eye. Kevin's over there. Queevin, how are you?
Lads, I googled Cudahy there as well, because that seems to be the thing to do.
Yep.
Fine looking man, as you've said.
He is a beaut, but what?
He's kind of like the poor man's Anton Savage, isn't he? Or is it just me? Anyway, love the show.
Hey. Oh, he'll love that. I called him Anton Light yesterday, but of course I didn't beat that. I was really joking. He's a beautiful, really gorgeous man. The jogging suits him, though, really does. And of course, it has to be said, Matt Cooper, also beautiful. The last word from 4:30, right here on Today FM.
I could have my Gucci on.
Olivia Rodrigo's and good for you. Rodrigo.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Fantastic. That's Olivia Rodrigo. Today FM playing the music. Hello. My name is Ray Foley and I'm, do you know what?
What's that?
I'm having a great time.
Are you?
I am. Do you know what? I'm going to make someone else have a great time as well. This Christmas on Post. Want you to send from the heart. On Post is making it easy for people around the country to connect this Christmas with their gorgeous collection of Christmas stamps available in booklets of 20 across the nation's 900 post offices. And I suppose, has this Christmas just like, it's all of a sudden just gone bam, no. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be aware of like postage times, and if you want to get things sent on time, it will be this week and next week you need to go and get your booklet, your booklets of stamps.
Get your ducks in a row, folks.
So Christmas doesn't have to be about big extravagant gestures. Instead, it can be about the small, meaningful things. Send a letter, send a card, send something sweet to the people you love this Christmas. The simplest, most impactful thing you can do is reach out to someone who matters. Send them a card, a letter or a gift. Make someone's Christmas this year. And to help you reach out, to help you send from the heart, we want you to reconnect with a loved one anywhere in the world. We've got a grand to spend on flights. So pick anywhere you like, up to the value of €1,000, or it can be flights and spending money. Spend the €1,000 any way you like. Want to put you on a plane, send you somewhere you want to go in the world, catch up with someone, meet up with someone, or just go on holidays. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Could you fly from Dublin to Knockray and then save yourself like about 950 quid spending money to spend in Knock? Could you do that?
Are there internal flights to Knock?
Oh.
I don't know that there are. I think there might be, actually. I don't know that there are.
I'll have to look into that.
We'll fly to Kerry anyway. And I think... Don't we still have Donegal flights? I think we still do.
Yeah.
Actually, internal flights have been on the... that survey that the results came out today, that young people between the ages of 15 and 25, they said they're all for car-free zones in cities and the cancellation of internal flights. Now, it must be stressed, I'm not between the ages of 15 and 25. I'd fly to Mullingar. I could.
Given the chance.
Terrible for the environment. Just terrible. So what are we doing? We're going to do deliveries again, isn't it?
Going to a mystery location, yeah.
All right.
In the On Post van.
Get in the van. Are you my helper or am I your helper?
I'm going to drive today, actually.
You're driving.
I'm driving.
Look out. Hop in.
We'll get in there beside me.
Hop up. Close the door there.
Fired up.
Starter up there.
Yeah.
JP's behind the wheel, and I'm your helper, am I?
Yeah. Could you put on your seatbelts, please?
I'm the apprentice today, and we're in the van, the On Post van, doing deliveries. The run up to Christmas.
All you got to do is identify where we're driving around doing our deliveries today. What is the location? And if you know it, text it in to us along with your name and where you're from on our usual text number, 087-4100-102.
I think that is the showgrounds just over there.
Showgrounds?
That is the showgrounds.
Talking about showgrounds.
I'm fairly sure it is.
Talking about some showgrounds. Did you know that when it comes to this location... Most... Hey, JP.
Hey, Ray, yeah, what?
Apropos of nothing.
Right, you've got a nugget, do you? Just
conversationally.
All right.
It's on Wikipedia here. Just
lay it on me, Ray.
Most of this county's population live in the town.
All right, so big town, small population of the county.
The town has the same name as the county.
Right. Interesting nugget. Thanks for that, actually, yeah. Apparently, do you know, they've got loads of shells around here. It's got something to do with the
loads
name
of, what?
Of the place. Loads of shells.
Shells?
Seashells.
You don't mention Yates in here at all.
Yeah, I thought that was too obvious.
Okay. Apparently, they've got loads of shells around here. Mm. I recognise some of these places from the TV show Normal People.
Is that where they film Normal People over there?
Yeah, there's Dublin and over here as well.
I tell you what, drive around here, there's not that many normal people around here.
Keep her lit there, huh? Just flaking along
beautiful,
now.
Some beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
And they have an airport as well that I used to fly to frequently.
Sometimes you'd see Shane or Mark in the airport as well, wouldn't you?
You would, absolutely. Would you? Look, we've got everything covered. You know where we're talking about. Where's the location? What's the county? 0874-100-102. Text in, we'll put you in to win this incredible prize with thanks to On Post for Christmas Today FM.
Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the
work. Come on, kids. The darkness and Christmas time. Don't let the bell tang. You're on Today FM. Play the music you love. If you like your Christmas songs, wall to wall, back to back, Christmas hits, download the app. That's the Today FM app. And over the top, scroll over to Today FM's presents Go Loud Christmas Hits. Man, I sell it, don't I?
You do.
I really do.
That's me sold anyway.
Go Loud Christmas Hits. You got Mariah, Wham, Slade, Shaky, E17. All your favourite Christmas songs. Presented by none other than Santa Claus himself. Get the Today FM app, scroll over to Christmas Hits. And you got all your wall-to-wall Christmas tunes. Jingle all the way, babes. Yeah, I was saying I'd fly. If you given half the chance, I'd fly to Mullingar. Aoife's over there.
Ray, well, Mullingar, have you?
Well, that's like, you know, that is the real issue. I don't believe there's any real conurbation in the land, really, that would. I mean, if it was ever put to a vote or a public opinion, I think most of the town council. Or the Urban District Council would probably convene an emergency session and say, have you heard Foley's on the way? No, we'll turn that down. Thumbs down on that one. Sorry, Fee, you were saying?
Ray, well, Mullingar, have you?
Unlikely.
We're very particular about who we let down, you know.
Well, there you go.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'm not held in high regard in Mullingar, not since the last night. You remember that?
Oh, Christ. Don't speak of it. We won't speak of that, Ray.
What are we? Are we getting in the van again?
No need to, Ray.
We've already covered it, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Hop up there. You hop in there.
I'm going to start the engine again.
Close over that door.
You close the big door. Yeah, please. Where are my keys?
We're doing deliveries and we hadn't wished. We hadn't wished.
Did you fill this up after the last time you drove it?
Jeez, I didn't. Jeez, I didn't.
That's awfully, Ray. That's awfully.
What?
That's awfully. We're ringing.
Hey, it's ringing. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is someone there? It's just silence there.
Is the phone live?
It's on two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there. Sorry, I'll be here in the van as well. And that's actually throwing me off. One second. Hello?
We should be making the call while driving anyway.
We should. I'm on the hands free, sure.
Hello? Is there anyone there?
I've got it on the Bluetooth. Hello? No, I'll hang up and try again.
There's someone there.
Strange. We've got a connection.
It looks like there's someone there.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I'm dropping and I'll just go again. I've got it right. 36 it ends in. Yeah.
There
we go.
Okay, sorry about that. We'll see. It's ringing once again.
Hello.
Hello, is that Juliana?
It is indeed, yeah.
Hello, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. We had some confusion there. I'm sorry, my Bluetooth was letting me down.
Okay.
How are you?
No problem.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Merely hustling by.
Merely surviving.
Merely. Clinging on by my fingernails at this stage, Juliana. But more importantly, how are you? What are you up to today?
I'm good. I'm just back from school run, so.
Okay, who are you running?
One of my daughters was in secondary school, so just home now.
Okay, what's her name?
Nicole.
Who else you got?
I have Chloe, Isabella, Danielle, and Mason.
Oh my God!
Yeah, five.
They're going up the walls. They're coming out of the cracks.
Keep me busy anyway.
What'd you say, JP?
Three of those are Labradors.
Three of them are labs. Is it?
I said they keep me busy.
Well, they are animals. So in the run up to Christmas, getting busy in your house, then I'd say. Is it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's all excitement in the house.
Is the tree up?
Oh, the tree is up for the toy show. So it was.
Jesus, fair play to you. Did you watch all the toy show on Friday night?
Oh, we did, yeah. Even the little lad set up the whole time.
That's
he's only
stamina.
Six.
Well, how old is he?
Six.
Sorry, what's his name?
Mason.
Well, congratulations and fair play to Mason. Come here, Mammy. We gave you a load of clues. Where we were driving around Yates, I mentioned. We in the showgrounds there. Most of the population live in the town. Normal people. What a clue, though. Normal people as well.
The Irish name for Sligo, Sligach, apparently means...
She hasn't said it yet.
Was it not obvious already?
Juliana, where are we talking about it all?
I think it might be Sligo.
You're absolutely right!
That's brilliant.
We have a kick-ass prize. This is an amazing prize. Every day this week, we're giving away flights anywhere in the world with spending money to the value of €1,000. You'll also get a bumper on post Christmas hamper, including the booklets of brand new Christmas stamps, as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags, all with thanks to On Post. And we want you to send from the heart. Will you do that for us?
Oh, brilliant. That's brilliant.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Well, listen, they'll be planning in the house. I'm sure they'll have plans for it.
They've already got it
spent. They're always talking about Disneyland, so I'd say that could be maybe on the agenda.
Could certainly go towards it anyway. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Listen,
thank you very much.
You're brilliant. Thanks for coming. Have a lovely day.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah?
Love the show.
You legend. Have a lovely day. Bye. Amy Webber goes to you. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Cooper will have a new total for you on the Today FM Christmas cash machine. It's been another rollover. So it's nearly 51 grand already. New total after that. There's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Get to do Mimi Webb design.
All right.
Where Ghost of You singer Mimi Webb tells us that she's got a side hustle in website designing.
Yeah.
In Mimi Webb design. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow, Matt's next. Have a lovely evening. Let's talk to you from 2 p.m. Safe home, straight home now. Do you hear me?
Christmas is a matter of taste.